Structural engineers are concluding a two-day survey of about 350 buildings in the blocks around the former World Trade Center. This review is one more step toward returning people to their homes and businesses in Lower Manhattan, and the news about the building so far is encouraging. NPR's Richard Harris has been in New York talking to engineers conducting the survey. He joins us now. So, what are they finding?
Well, we all know about the World Trade Center 2 towers that collapsed, and many people recall that when they collapsed, they actually destroyed five other buildings in that complex, plus a church. I'll move out from there to talk about the ring of buildings immediately around there. There were rumors, turned out to be untrue, that those buildings were also structurally unsound and in danger of collapse. Engineers have looked at them. They've now shored them up, and they say that those buildings are standing, they're secure, and they may even be, many of them may actually be salvageable as they are. I mean, obviously extensive repairs required. The survey over the last 2 days has been looking in a ring around that area, the broader area of about 350 buildings, about a three-block radius around the World Trade Center. Engineers have been going door to door the way they do after an earthquake, and they're finding essentially no structural damage that they have reported thus far. Some broken windows here and there, but there are apartment buildings standing up that look as though nothing had happened to them around. You know, you wouldn't know that they were in the midst of chaos.
Lots of life in New York takes place underground, subway stations, train stations, there are shopping malls. What about the area beneath the World Trade Center?
It's taken a little bit more time to get down there, but on Sunday, firemen actually made their way down to a train station 80 feet under the World Trade Center that brings in the PATH trains from New Jersey. They found the station intact, no people around, a train sitting there. They had been successfully evacuated, and it's surprising that directly underneath this, if you go deep enough, there is essentially little damage. Of course, the closer you get to the surface, the worse the damage is, and we know that there are some, at least one subway line that has suffered some extensive damage. But what engineers are starting to be concerned about is what's going to happen as the rubble is removed from the pile, because they dug out a huge area to build the World Trade Center, and the structures that had been there were supporting that up, keeping a seawall up to prevent the Hudson River from flowing in, not only to those basements, but into the subway system and so on. So they're concerned about, as they remove the rubble, to make sure that the structural integrity of that wall around it remains intact, and they have a plan that they're putting into place to shore that up as they dig down, so that they don't create another disaster in the course of fixing this one.
Is there some kind of a time frame for reopening this part of the city and the transportation that serves it?
Not that I have heard, and not that the people I've talked to have heard about. The electricity is still out in most of this area, and the phone service is out, making it very difficult to do business. Police lines are also around the scene. It is a crime scene and being treated as such, and it's still very difficult to get in. Even if you're a resident, it's all but impossible to get into some of these areas. So people say, we don't know when we can get back in, and quite a number of people I talked to said, even when we can get back in, we aren't really sure we want to.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
NPR's Richard Harris.